We were talking about your mother, and you said you liked and admired her the most, and I was just saying there's nothing wrong with that, and I didn't want to put words in your mouth, but it's probably for the same reason.
Same reason, that's right. I was just Rhino Moore. Your dad worked out, and off, and I was Rhino Mother's most. But being the youngest one in the family, I guess that's the reason I was the baby.
Oh, that's right. So I guess I lost track of that.
I guess that
you
kind
were
of
the baby.
Rang with me.
Yes.
I got more pity than I would say.
Yeah. You probably did get some privileges and things that the others didn't get. Yeah, and as I'm always saying to my younger sister, she had it easy compared to me.
Yeah. I always say the baby gets the blessings.
Yeah, right. That's right. Uh-huh. So, and she probably thought a great deal of you too, being her little one, and spent more time. Probably had more time to spend with you.
Yeah, that's true. Because others could do some of the work that she had to do, you know, take care of the house things, and she could have more time to spend with me.
By that time, it probably eased up a little.
I learned to bake cakes for being around her and cooking and doing all that.
For
I give her credit for that, because she would get in there and try to cook.
Do you cook?
I would try to cook. Yeah, she'd be cooking.
Oh, my goodness. Do you still do that today?
Yeah.
Are you a good cook?
I can do pretty well, I think.
And then Mama taught you that.
Yeah.
Huh?
I used to bake cakes, too, and pies and all that different things.
Oh, my goodness.
I do know how to cook. That's something I learned.
That's great. And you learned this from Mother, huh?
Mama, yeah.
Yeah, okay. What were some of your happiest childhood moments? Can you... That's kind of hard to just pinpoint, but is there something that just comes to mind that you remember when you were little that made you just very happy? Or something that delightful to happen?
No, but going to the church and being in the children, they speaking. And
oh, being in Children's Day?
Yeah, being in Children's Day.
You still remember doing
that? Little speech I used to say in that little, I think I know it now.
Oh, say it for me. What is it?
No.
Go ahead. Come on. What is it?
Oh, so how was that little speech? Down the alley, don't you hear me cry, trying to be a root hole. Okay. Trying to be a sport boy, root hog at that, somewhere it was. I can make that confused a little bit.
Trying to be a sport boy, root hog or that?
Yeah.
That's cute. Who taught you that, do you know?
I don't know where I got that from. And had a little pair of little long blue suit I put on a little blue suit.
Uh-huh.
Why that thing? Maybe I missed that little blue suit card in there.
Hey, tell me the rest of it, then.
Down the alley, don't you hear me cry, trying to be a sport boy, root hog or die. Jack was going to see a girl, and I was going too, all the way to get that girl, but put on my long tail blue.
And that was where the blue suit came in. And you wore a blue suit? Oh, my goodness. I bet you were a proud little boy, weren't you?
I wore my blue suit.
How old were you?
I was sure. I guess I was about 8 or 9. Oh,
I wish I could have seen you, Mr. Rutledge. I bet you were cute. Well, that's a happy moment. That's a real happy moment. That's darling. Who did you do this for now?
That was maybe a little children they speaking.
You said you got teased? You were getting ready to tell me?
What's that?
Did you say you were getting ready to tell me you got teased or something?
Yeah. Yeah, were teasing about that.
I still kid you about that.
Oh, I remember that little speech.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Was there anything else you remembered? I love that one, so that's really sufficient. When you were a child, did you have any feelings about being black, or how did you feel about being black, or do you remember if you had any?
Didn't have any, I guess. I was black.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know any better.
How about when you were a child, how did you feel about whites, about people who were white?
I had no problem.
Right, okay. Yeah, that's...
My white neighbor's white.
That's right, you said all of them were. So
only thing he fooled me once, he went home and dressed up in a Santa Claus suit and came back up there and scared me out of the house at night. His name was Common Carter. And I knew him, but I didn't know him. I thought it was Santa Claus, sure enough.
An older man that played?
No, he was a young one.
Somebody your age.
He looked older when we played together.
Uh-huh,
he went dressed in his Santa Claus suit and came back and scared out of us. Only, but I didn't know it. Yeah, they joke on me.
That is funny. That's cute. That's another childhood moment. Yeah. Not happy, but a funny one. Oh, me. If you could have changed one thing about your life, if there's anything you could change at all, what would it be? Or do you have anything you'd want to change?
Oh, well, I don't think I would change. I might pad myself better if I had the finance to have done it, but I guess I'm blessed to be where I am today. I mean, I couldn't complain. So this could be have a blessing to where I am,
mm-hmm.
because someone started out with me and didn't do as well as I've done. I haven't done that well, but I've accomplished some things in life that I set out to accomplish.
Right.
So therefore, I should feel proud of that.
Oh, you should.
Not to just stop, because after my parents went away, I could have just stopped and not further my education. But after they passed, I went on. And it was my desire and their desire, too, for me to do it. And I just made my mind to go back and dig for it.
Yeah, you should be very proud of that.
And dig for it.
Mm-hmm.
So because I even had to work hard, I went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I went and taught school during the day, and then come back from the school. My first schooling was I taught was up here above Westminster.
Mm-hmm.
I finished out a term for a lady,
mm-hmm.
and I would wake the hospital at night, go there and teach in the day, and come back to the hospital and wake at night. And I did that for about 3 months, I believe. That's the first schooling that I taught.
Mm.
And some of the students are still consistent now that I taught. They tore the old school down about 3 or 4 months ago.
Which school is that?
That was school up at Crossroads Church.
Uh-huh,
old Crossroads School, old one teacher school.
Uh-huh.
That was in the 40s, I guess that was.
That you taught back then?
They taught the 50s or something like that. That's right.
Uh-huh.
But it may have been later than that. Yeah, it was in the 40s, I would say.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
But after I went off to college and came back,
mm-hmm.
and then I taught up there, where mm-hmm. that school in Cindy. That was the first school that teaching school.
That was your very first school? Was that at Crossroads?
That's right.
Yeah, I should have asked you that earlier. What grade did you teach? What?
They had all grades there.
All grades?
Uh-huh.
You were one of those that taught every grade?
Every grade, yeah.
Oh, my. Were you scared, Mr. Rutledge?
Was that?
Were you nervous, Mr. Rutledge?
Not too bad.
Not too bad?
Sure, as large as I was about it, though. It was a new experience for me, but it's a nice group of children, though.
How many kids did you have? How many children?
The school went through, I guess they had about 30 or 40 in that school.
Uh-huh. So you had less, really, than what you than when you attended yourself. You had less children to teach.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's still all the grades.
They're all grades.
Oh, my.
They only had the highest grade they had there was 6th grade, I think. Nobody was in 7th grade.
Uh-huh.
But 1 through 6 I had.
So you feel that you really didn't anything you would change particularly, except what you said earlier.
I don't see anything I would change.
Well, it sounds as if you've had a real interesting life, just what you've told me and about your background and everything. It certainly sounded happy with your parents and all that.
Yeah.
You know, even though you've had struggle, but I've learned a lot from you, and just having talked to you once before, I felt, you know, that you sound like you know, you feel good about yourself and your accomplishments, and that's really what's important anyway.
Yeah, anyway, that's true.
Well, I want to thank you for the interview. Yeah. And is there anything else you want to add, share with me, or something that you think I didn't cover or didn't talk about that you'd like to put on tape? Any question I didn't ask that you thought I might?
No, I think I covered everything at this moment that I can think of that would be able to help.
Well, this is it then. Thanks a whole lot. Enjoyed it.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.